KBGE, Danesville, Dallas, Fort Worth.
Break.
Edge Club. 94.
The Edge. It is Edge Club 94. Now, if you haven't heard yet, well, most likely you've been in a coma, but tomorrow night, performing live at the Lizard Lounge, it's the Dallas debut of The Prodigy, and the guys came into town a day early, and they were nice enough to take time out of their busy schedule and join us tonight on Edge Club 94 to chat for just a sec. Now, we've got Leanne and Keith from The Prodigy. How you guys doing?
How you doing?
Yeah, hi. All right.
So, is this your first time traveling across the United States?
Yes, it is, yeah.
Right. Now, you've been to New York before, haven't you?
That's right, yeah.
And have you done some gigs in L.A.?
This time when we just come across about a week ago, we played in the Mayan Club, which is really good. And we played in the Effects Club in San Jose. And also, what was the other one?
Post-Nuclear.
Yeah, Post-Nuclear.
Post-Nuclear, yes. As well.
So basically, you've done the whole East Coast, West Coast thing.
Yeah.
But this is the first time you've ventured to places like Miami,
yeah,
and
definitely.
Dallas.
Yeah, yeah.
What are your initial impressions of the States?
Pretty good, really. I think the West Coast is probably more up on the music than Miami in that. I think Miami's more, I don't know, it's sort of education time for them when we went down there, because they weren't really up on the music that much, you know, and I felt that LA was more of the rave scene happening in LA than it was in Miami.
You know what I find about places like LA, though, is that there's a lot of British expatriates out there who have done it in England first.
Yeah.
And now, since it's sort of passé, an old hat in England, are coming over and doing it here in America.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's being done correctly from those who've had some experience.
Yeah.
You find other places around the country where, like here in Dallas, I'm sure places like Miami, where it is an educational process.
Definitely. Yeah.
Week after week, we play the tracks. We try and live the lifestyle, and hopefully things will happen. And things have started to happen here in Dallas, and especially with you guys being here tomorrow night, it's going to be a major step forward.
It's great.
How long has the Prodigy been together? A collective, I should add. And go ahead and introduce the other members of the band. You've got two other guys here.
Right, we've got Leroy in the back there.
What's up, Leroy?
He's the tall one.
He's the tall one.
Yeah.
And we got MC Maxim Reality sitting there.
MC Maximum Reality.
Yeah,
Maxim.
Maxim.
Maxim Reality. Is he your? He does all the takes
the
care
MC,
the
yeah.
MC duties.
Yeah.
Okay. And the band has been together how long now?
It's been together a year now.
Just a year.
Just a year.
It seems like more than a year when Android, the first single, came out.
Well, maybe a year and a couple of months, you know.
Are there any obscure white labels floating around? Things that you produced yourself before you got signed to XL that are worth major amounts of money?
Not really major amounts, just like, you know, I was well into hip-hop before I started the Prodigy thing, and because of the attitude in England with hip-hop and white and black and stuff like that, you know, I felt that being a white artist in a hip-hop scene, you know, I tend to get a bit neglected even, you know, and it's sort of like, I think with the rave scene, it's a much more
more of a free-for-all, really.
Multiracial thing, you know, definitely.
So the band formed about a year ago.
Yeah.
And it just got signed to XL on the basis of maybe a cassette, demo or
right.
something?
I just sent them 10 tracks, and Nick Hawks, the A&R man, really liked the stuff, and he just signed me up straight away. You know,
fantastic. Really. One of the first tracks to put out was Android. And let's go ahead and give it a listen. For those who aren't familiar with the Prodigy, or for those who know the Prodigy by, let's say, Charlie, or everybody in the place, we're going to school them now.
Yeah.
Take them back a year ago. And it was weird, because I'd say at least about a year, year and a half ago, we were just getting into what we were considering, like, the hardcore techno stuff.
Mm.
And this single came out, and I'm like, my God, this is light years ahead of everything else that's come out. And and now, what, it's been a year, and it still can hold weight with a lot of the new stuff coming out.
That's nice to hear.
So here you go, the Prodigy with Android. We'll be talking more with Liam and Keith after this on Edge Club 94. The Edge. It's Edge Club 94. Well, there you go. You heard. What was that we just played? Oh, Android. Yeah. From The Prodigy. I'm sort of flustered, because with us in the studio, we've got Liam and Keith of The Prodigy. Now, you guys, while we were playing that song, we're talking about the live show. Now, the live show, from what I hear, I mean, you're touted in the British press as the best live rave act ever. And you know, I'm sure the guys from Enjoy are pulling their hair out after hearing that. But what can we expect tomorrow night from you guys? I heard it's just insane, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
A lot of energy.
Yeah.
A lot of energy, definitely.
Yeah, definitely. explosion.
Buzzing the crowd up, you know, getting a good buzz with the crowd and putting on a good show, really, you know, dancers, MC, and just having a good time, really.
Fantastic. Yeah. And I believe the club is bringing in some special laser show and whatnot to try and give the correct ambiance for the show tonight. Now, it's neat because not normally here in the States, you're not seeing techno very high up in the charts. In Britain, it is. You scored real well with Charlie.
Yeah.
But the latest single, Everybody in the Place Remix and G-Force, was set for number one, except one thing happened. Queen, Bohemian Rhapsody, got re-released and beat you out for the number one song. That must have made you kind of mad, huh?
Not really mad, because I never write music to put into the charts. It's more of a thing where we're just doing what we want to do, and then if it goes in the charts, it's like an added bonus, really. And the same with Charlie. I didn't ever write Charlie as a chart record. You know, I wrote it because it was just a mad idea, and it just happened to take off really on the commercial tip and on the underground tip, you know. But with Everybody in the Place, the same thing. It just proved that we weren't one-hit wonders, and we just could come out of the material, you know.
Yeah.
And the reason why it got any chance is because of our underground scene was so big. Our underground respect, you know, was so big, and just, you know, put it in the charts, which was really, really good.
I think it also shows a twofold aspect to it, because Charlie did real well, maybe like half on a novelty aspect. I mean, the sample and the backwards, it was one of the first tracks to really use that insanity sound that, you know, we heard so much with all the Dominator ripoffs.
Yeah, yeah.
But Everybody in the Place came out on the same EP as Android originally. Mm. But I think with the success of Charlie, people really paid attention to this third single. And really realize the potential importance and just damn fun in the record to make it go up to number two.
Yeah.
And then well, of course, with Queen there. Now, so this is tomorrow night is the last show on the tour.
That's right.
Or this mini tour that you're doing.
Yeah,
but you are going back to Disney World.
Yeah.
From what I hear. This is sort of like one of those American commercials, you know. Hey, Liam, what are you going to do after this? I'm going to Disney World.
No, we're just going to have a little holiday after, you know, have a good time in that.
It's good. You've got a big gig coming up in Manchester, right?
That's right, yeah.
What is all that about?
Well, it's been booked for quite a while now, and it's in the Manchester Academy, and we're just, you know, going to go in and do the gig, sold out about 2 months ago.
Now, is this a headlining thing, or is this a collective, or what?
It's going to be, we're going to headline it, yeah. It's DJ, a lot of good DJs there and stuff, you know. It's just going to be a big show.
Speaking of DJs, do any of you DJ? Were any of you DJs beforehand?
I'll DJ, but not really. Wasn't until like on the club tip. I was just like more of a bedroom mixer. Really.
Ah. Is that where all your equipment is too?
Yeah. In the studio, in the bedroom. Yeah.
Yeah. Most of the techno artists are like that. We had Moby up here a couple of weeks ago, through with the Shaman, and he's everything I've ever done has come out of my bedroom.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you also do some remix work.
Yeah, we did the Art of Noise.
Art of Noise? You've just done the Dream Frequency.
That's right. What do you think of that?
As a matter of fact, it's like in the mail to me at this time.
It?
It's coming. I'll probably have it on Monday, just a little late.
Yeah.
But it's in the stores now.
Yeah, it's good.
But I assume it's going to be fantastic.
I'm quite happy with it, actually. You know, it's a bit of a... No, it's quite piano-y, but it's also got a banging heartbeat with it as well. It's, you know, really quite good.
Hmm. So what do you think? What have you to make of all the speed of this techno? A lot of it's insane, and a lot of people here in this part of the country really can't dance to something between 130 and 140 for very long.
I don't know why though, because it's just like a stompy, you know, it's like reggae. If you take a reggae record and speed it up twice the speed, take like a 70 BPM record and put it at 140, it's just makes it stompy, you know, cause I think it's easy to dance to.
Right, really. There's definite energy in this stuff. And it's tough to keep them going that long, especially here. I mean, I know it's like you say, it's educational. It's something that you've accomplished over there, but it has yet to be done here. Well, let's go ahead and do another track off the Charlie EP, which was just insanely big for you guys. You picked Pandemonium. Is there any particular reason why Pandemonium?
Because we bored of the others.
Do what now? Why was that?
Just Pandemonium is a good, really good hard track, you know. And I really like it.
Okay. Well, that's good enough reason. Here it is, Pandemonium from The Prodigy. Remember, playing tomorrow night at the Lizard Lounge, 18 and up, so we better see you out there. If you want this kind of stuff to continue, you're going to have to come out and support it, all right? Here's The Prodigy, Pandemonium on Edge Club 94. Great. 94.5 The Edge, in the middle of Edge Club 94, and that was Pandemonium from the Charlie EP. We've got Liam and Keith in the studio with us from The Prodigy. Now, guys, you just like hooked me up with some really nice glossy pictures. And we've got three of them that you're going to autograph for us. And I say we give them away to the first three callers once we're done with the interview. Be kind of nice.
Yep.
Kind of nice pictures there. And how does the XL treat you pretty well, huh? Mm. They're good. They're good to you. Give you a lot of creative freedom, huh? Especially with your manager
Definitely.
Back here.
It's like, you know, most record companies, if you go to a big company, they will try and mold an artist in a certain way. But with XL, it's sort of like they really respect what the artist is doing, you know. And when I give the record company a tune, they sort of like, don't try and mold it too much. They're pretty cool in what I'm doing, you know, which is really good.
Is there anything new? Are we going to hear anything new tomorrow night? Have you got something in the... Oh, yeah. We are.
There's three new banging tunes on the way.
How many how many tunes do you normally do in a show?
In a set.
In a set.
We do eight songs.
Eight?
Eight songs, yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah. We don't do any of the first EP because it's maybe a bit old now.
But you do Everybody in the Place.
Yeah, Everybody in the Place, Charlie.
But the Fairground.
G-Force. Yeah, the Fairground.
Okay. Oh, G-Force. Okay. Well, don't give away too much. But what about on vinyl? Are we going to see any new Prodigy material?
Yeah, hopefully, not too distant future, should be a new EP out.
Okay.
With a track called Far on Horns of Jericho. Should be pretty good, pretty bang.
Okay. And I'm always curious whenever we get artists in the studio. What are you? Do you ever have time to listen to new stuff? What are you listening to? What are you liking? If you had time, you know, a lot of people say I'm on tour, I don't have time to listen to anything.
No, we have plenty of time. You know, playing out quite a lot on that, we hear a lot of the new stuff, and I'm really into sort of like the reggae thing at the moment. You know, you've got reggae bass lines and stuff, and it's really happening in England, I think, and that's really strong.
So you're into more of, let's say, like the dancehall stuff?
Yeah, the dancehall stuff, but really fast kicking beats, you know. Not really into the Belgium stuff anymore, because it's a bit boring. Really.
Right. What do you think of, have you heard the Urban Shakedown record? The Mickey Finn record?
Yeah, we like that.
That's brilliant.
Yeah,
that's
brilliant.
That's like my favorite
like
record
good,
right now.
You know, kicking.
And even like the Pneumatic on XL.
Yeah.
A Hard Time starts off with the reggae thing and then kicks in at double time. Really like that a lot. Well, that's good. All right. Well, I think we're going to wrap things up here because you guys have got to head out. Okay. Remember, once again, tomorrow at the Lizard Lounge, the show starting, well, doors open at 10. You'll probably hit the stage maybe around midnight.
Yeah.
That sound about right?
Sounds
and
good.
Tomorrow afternoon, you're going to be doing an in-store at Bill's Records where you're going to meet and greet some folks who number one, might not be old enough to get into the show to see you.
Yeah.
And we really thank you for doing that. So I think you'll really be impressed with Bill's. You'll like the record store.
Thanks.
Yeah. And in a nutshell, give the people a reason to come out and see you tomorrow night.
Well, I'd say because it's definitely Britain's hardcore experience, and you got to see it and be educated.
You got to see it to believe it.
Yeah, too right.
Okay.
Yeah, too right.
Well, Liam, Keith, guys.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks for coming by, and we're looking forward to seeing the show tomorrow night. We're going to go out with the big one, the big hit, Charlie. Here you go, The Prodigy with Charlie on Edge Club 94.